106.9 WCTR, the greatest hits of all time. More and less in the morning, we're in the downtown studio at Riverside Unique. It's the Friday Morning Extra, brought to you by The Finishing Touch in Chestertown. And a very important event coming up at the end of this month. It is a National Vietnam Veterans Day. It's coming up Friday, March 29th. And joining me today to talk a little bit about it, Bonnie Hill. Now, you're with the DAR, the Daughters of the American Revolution, correct?
Yes, I belong to the Old Kent Chapter, which is the local chapter here in Kent County.
Mm-hmm.
And we have 72 members, which is quite good for a small county. The national organization has 190,000 members.
Wow.
And there's a natural connection between the DAR and honoring veterans and military families.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, the military service during the Vietnam period.
Correct.
Our objectives are promoting patriotism,
mm-hmm.
preserving American history, and education. We sponsor 6 schools throughout the United States, Native American schools and mountain schools, and also service to organizations, the veterans being a very top priority.
I'm sure, absolutely. And this is something a lot of people don't realize, that this is an act of Congress, I believe, for National Vietnam Veterans Day that's only for a limited time. This isn't going to be a national holiday forever, correct?
That is correct. Yeah, maybe perhaps after next year, because that was the end of the war.
Okay. So, of course, these are for people November 1st of 55 to May 15th of 75 that served during the Vietnam War. They didn't have to be in country, just as long as they were in service, correct?
That is correct, yes.
And this is a very special, very moving, and very important recognition, I think, because, you know, we've talked, a lot of people talk about this, and we've talked here on the air, that a lot of times the men that came back from Vietnam weren't welcomed with open arms. It was not an easy transition back. And there are still people who fought in Vietnam that maybe aren't real, they're not in the forefront, they don't want to necessarily be made over. But this is important to thank them and recognize them for their service.
Yes, it is important to thank the veterans. It isn't about the war, it's mm-hmm. about the people who fought bravely. And since the launch of the 50th anniversary Vietnam War commemoration, the DAR has been a commemorative partner, vowing to meet the primary objective to thank and honor Vietnam veterans and their families for their service and sacrifice. Currently, over 2,000 chapters of the DAR, 51 state societies, and the National Society are commemorative members. And we continue to be the largest and strongest partner, conducting more than 5,000 events and recognizing 300,500 veterans.
Oh, that's wonderful, because I think we were talking off air before we came on. It is very important to recognize those that were willing to serve and could have sacrificed all.
For us
to have our freedom. So this event is coming up Friday, March 29th, and it's going to be right here in Memorial Park in downtown from 6 to 7. It's a short ceremony. They're going to recognize veterans. They're going to have the keynote speaker singing the national anthem, presenting the national flag, and then the missing man table, which is something that I think is really breathtaking and important to witness, I guess, would be the right way to put it. And that's Washington College's Kappa Sigma fraternity that's going to be doing that.
Yes, yeah. We're very grateful to them, and it's nice to see young faces out there.
Absolutely. Now, it is open to the public, not just veterans, but if you know a veteran that fought, that was in the service during that period from 55 to 75, it's important to, you know, let them know about this and let them, you know, come downtown and be part of it.
Well, we want them certainly to be recognized and to get pinned.
Mm-hmm.
Also, families of veterans who have passed away, not necessarily in Vietnam, but since then, we recognize the families as well, and all veterans. We'd like all veterans to attend if they can.
All right. Well, Bonnie, thank you so much for coming in and talking to us and telling us a little bit about the DAR. Now, if somebody wants to learn more about the DAR, how do they do that?
They can go on the DAR website,
mm-hmm.
Which is very easy to find, dar.org.
Okay.
And we're always looking for new members for Old Kent chapters. So if they, if they want to contact me, I can, do I give my information?
Okay, yeah,
okay.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
if you're interested in learning more about the DAR, or if you want to be a prospective member, please contact me. My email is B, F as in Frank, Hill, H-I-L-L, 445@gmail.com.
All right, Bonnie, thank you so much.
Thank you, Leslie. It's been a pleasure.